Thank you, Vicki and Virginia, and everybody for singing really well. Can recruit everybody for the choir, I think. Someday, why don't we just all sit up here and sing? And, you know, sitting around others who sing well is really good, too. So when we do that again, don't be afraid to change your seat. You always sing better when you're sitting near somebody who sings well. So that's a really good thing. And I wanted to pray for Harold Boer, still on a ventilator and needing in God's mercy there at Jefferson Hospital, for God's strength for Bonnie, Tim, and the whole family. And John Unterreiner, you know, choir member for a long time, going downhill real fast. And so he's in transitions, and the Alzheimer's just takes away everything, your ability to eat and so forth. So that's for John and for other folks. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your love for Harold Boer, and please sustain him through a very rough time. Please give him the ability to breathe, be his breath of life, be his salvation, strength, as he just waits quietly on you. And give peace to Bonnie and Tim, and near to them, and carry them through this time. We pray for John Unterreiner as he just rests at this point. And all his communication really is with you as he sleeps and waits to go to heaven. Thank you for the gift of life forever with Christ, greater than death, and how your love is so wide, long, high, and deep that we can't comprehend it, but we certainly do trust you and your love for these people. And for those fighting cancer, thank you. Many were able to get out in spite of their limitations. Not a lot of strength, but they're strong in the Lord. So thank you for them, and help us praise your name this week and this season. In pains and griefs, but more joy and gladness, and news of comfort and joy, peace on earth, goodwill to us. In Jesus' name, amen. The gift of singing that the Lord gives us. And the Lord was really the first one to sing in all of creation. We'll look at that in a little bit. And wouldn't you know that music comes from him, being he invented all good gifts. And certainly that's a really good gift. Knew a pastor who said that all songs, no matter what song they were, hymn book, you know, more contemporary song, or even secular music, any secular song, he said, was a cry for salvation. That people were crying about their anger, they were crying about, you know, loved ones, or they were glad about some very common gift. I'm feeling glad all over the Dave Clark Five and so forth. But music is a great thing. And in the Bible, you'll see so many times where God's motivated his people to sing, and he was the center of all that. We'll see that in a little bit. But some of the verses David read, God leads forth the prisoners with song, imprisoned to sin, imprisoned to pains around us we can't control. And in many cases in the Bible, prisoners from an enemy. God led the people out with songs. So how he gives us that joy. People enter Zion with singing, something about gathering. You don't have to have a great voice to praise God. You don't even have to have a voice. I know a lot of times people have sung, I've sung, not opening my mouth, just in my soul, sing to God. Sang really good that way. Other times I was quiet. I was just daydreaming, everybody else was singing. When's this going to be over? That's not a heart into it. Other times I've sang with the voice, from the heart. Praise to God, he motivated that. Other times I've sang, open my mouth, praise to God, my heart was far from Him. So the outward is not the key. You might have went through the whole song time. Not a peep. But a lot of praises in here. Or, you know, it was there. But maybe your heart was saying, don't trust the Lord. I don't trust the Lord. You know, I'm not at peace with Him or myself. So the Lord can work through the gift of music. It's a wonderful thing. I will sing of your strength and rest securely in the shadow of your wings. We do get a lot of comfort when we sing in our soul. It's good to, I find when I'm down, if I sing a little bit in my soul loud or even with my voice, it does help me get energy, get moving. I don't necessarily respond well when I'm down and other people sing loud. Then I get a headache. Okay. Proverbs says, don't sing loudly to the broken heart. Okay, let the broken heart sing on its own. And God will bring comfort just in His providence that way. Sing to the glory of God's name. Sing of His mercies forever. They're new every morning. And let the people ever sing for joy. Jesus over you. Joy. Bring you good news of great joy. Angel said to the shepherds. And one really neat song, phrase. I will sing praise to you in the congregation. That was actually said by the Messiah in Psalm 22 and also referred to in Hebrews 2. So there's something about Jesus leading the singing. I don't know if you thought singing was just like, you know, just kind of something the choir did. But the Bible says Jesus leads the singing in the midst of the congregation. It's a invitation again for gathering, for church. Church is a big deal to Jesus. Because He says He will sing to God in the midst of His brothers and sisters. So that's pretty exciting. So God created singing for us to enjoy Him. Just a couple thoughts might be helpful to honor the Lord that way. Enjoy Him forever and be glad about the things He has made. In the Bible, people sang at all times, it seems. Whatever was going on, somebody starts singing. And the people sang when they lost their country. They said, well, only God can get us through this. People sang when they lost their loved ones. Some of you all have done that at funeral times. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing when my really close loved ones pass. When my dad passed on, there was no service. It was just something they worked out. No service, no singing. I think we sang in here anyway. Okay. People sang to God before a battle in war. Some soldiers do this. Paul and Silas sang when they were in jail. And, you know, in rough times, folks who are incarcerated, they often gather to sing. And some people get cynical and say, well, everybody turns to God in jail. No, they don't. But God does get hearts toward Himself. Jesus sang with His disciples the night before He died on the cross. They stopped. They sang a hymn together. And most of all, God's people sang to God about His greatness, goodness, love, mercy, and faithfulness. So it's always time to sing. And before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, He made the promise that He would sing over us. That's really something. You know, if God sings, we're going to catch that in a good thing. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. So whatever mess you find yourself in this morning, and if you're alive, you're in a mess somewhere in your life or in your soul. God says, hey, He is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. He's mighty to make peace between ourselves and Him with the wonderful gift of Jesus. And it goes on to say, God will take great delight in you and quiet you with His love and rejoice over you with singing. So can you imagine God singing over you. A solo, perhaps it's all the, you know, he gets all the angels in on it. Maybe you have to folk in heaven. Who knows? But he sings with great delight over us. And in the positive side, if God sings, we'll want to sing. Again, either in our soul or with our voices. And if I was a tough old preacher, I'd say, if God sings, well, then you better sing. If God's singing, you better sing. Okay? Because we want to honor Him and follow Him in His ways. And so, Jesus in the Psalms are actually shown to lead God's people because of Him saving our soul. It says this in a paraphrase. He said, I will talk to my brothers and sisters about God my Father. I will sing your praises. Together, and we sing praises. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing praises to God. So, you know, Jesus is our song leader. He's a really good one. If we catch His love, His joy, His strength, the gift of Himself, we'll praise His name. There'll be a song in our heart. John MacArthur couldn't help himself, of course, commenting on this passage that we're singing along with Jesus as He leads us about what He's doing for us, making us His brothers and sisters. MacArthur says, we are as pure in our salvation as God is pure. Now you think of no other faith in the world would dare to say that. And in our souls, our following of the Lord, certainly we wouldn't come up with that on our own. If anybody ever said that, you say, that doesn't sound right. But that's part of the good news of God. As pure as God in our salvation, as He is, because He gives us the gift of Himself. And kind of as righteous as Jesus is righteous, really, it's good news, great news. Given the gift of being Jesus' brother and sister. And MacArthur says, such a wonder of God's grace. Like we sang, I see grace on every horizon. You know, we might be in a rough time, but oh, it's God who's going to give the gift of Himself and His help. And again, going back to Jesus leading our singing, there's an old chorus I think will help our worship of God when we gather. He is here. He is here. He is moving among us. He is here. He is here as we gather in His name. Certainly makes a huge difference in terms of my approach to God in worship, prayer, fellowship, singing, listening. If I know, well, He is here. He is here. He is moving among us, directing praise to Himself and for our benefit. And His presence is a lot more powerful than our distractions and our sin problem. Isaiah found that when Isaiah said, woe is me. But God's holiness called him into obedience. And sometimes we get distracted in, even in our, you know, worship, in our singing. Because we're human beings, we're broken. And inevitably, you know, we'll want to give God our heart, soul, mind, and strength and sing to Him and say, well, but somebody says, well, you know, I really try to concentrate, but I'm a little tired. Went to bed at, you know, 1:30. Shouldn't have stayed up so late. But when I get there, Mrs. McGillicuddy, every time she moves, the pew creaks with a horrible noise, and that's a distraction. And, you know, she opens her candy wrapper up and makes a horrible noise, you know. And here I am trying to worship God, hey, God is here. God is here. He can get our attention beyond the candy wrapper and the creaking pew. And occasionally, you know, I have to tell my wife what, you know, what we're doing this afternoon and have a little conversation with her. That doesn't bother, you know, we can still be overwhelmed by Him unless we're rather shallow in our ability to love God. When I used to go out, you know, still do with my dear wife, you know, and if I'm zeroed in on who she is, there's no candy wrapper going to be. I was about to tell my wife I love her, and your candy wrapper just blew the whole atmosphere, you know. It's not going to happen, right? To praise the Lord. because he is good, because he's in the midst of his brothers praising God in the congregation. And in closing, we sing of the joy of the Lord forever, even in heaven. Some would say, looking forward to heaven to sing God's praises forever. And some would say, you know, in heaven we won't be singing all the time, because it must be an annoyance to them on the earth, you know. I don't think we're going to be singing all the time in heaven. Well, you know, God says sing, you'll be singing. Otherwise, you'll be serving in some manner. But to praise his name all the time, to be ready for that. A college student would get a letter from his mom once a week. Maybe they do email now or something like that. But he would get a letter, and mom would just stay in touch with what's going on with the family. Kind of basic everyday things. Dad got a new jacket. Your sister got an A in gym. And things like that. And one day she decided to end the letter with a quote from Psalm 100. Son, don't forget, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is always good from one generation to the next. And so the man got the letter. 2 days later, his mom died of a sudden heart attack. And she was almost like, in God's providence, anticipating, well, when I go to heaven, I know this, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and I will give thanks to him and bless his name now and forever. And you could do that. God is the song of your life. And you'll be singing because of him all the way to heaven and into eternity. Might he always catch our hearts, so that he is, like Isaiah said, he's my strength and my song. And so let's pray and thank him for this. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of music. We're certainly, it's a highlight when we gather for all of us to sing to you, sing about you, even if it's just singing in our heart. That's a big deal to you. And we thank you for instruments, sounding voices to your honor. And so it's good to sing to God. Give us a song when things are rough to get us through pain, the trial, and give us a lot of songs about your victories in our life. They are more than defeats. Certainly, you've never lost a battle, and we could sing about that. And if anybody here today, Lord, doesn't say, "Well, Jesus is my song," just you knock on the door of their hearts, help them open the door. You'll be in with them. They'll be in with you, and they'll have a song every day. And just keep them strong and close to yourself, each dear brother and sister of yours. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We sang so good, and, you know, I don't know about your voice, but if I sing three more, I won't be able to talk for a month. Maybe that's a good thing. But here's what we're going to do. The songs I picked, I'll just say two of them, and then we'll sing one together. The first one I picked, and nobody picked my songs, can you believe it?
I know.
The oddball out here. Hymn number 2, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee, merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. That caught my soul in college, because it was something I could sing going to class in the morning. But it's it really honors God. Kind of comes right out of Isaiah chapter 6, you might say. And then the other one I picked, take off on Psalm 100. And it's written in Shakespearean English, but people have been singing it for 500 years, so we should be good at it by now, right? 500 years of practice, we still can't sing that worth a hoot. But anyway, But the words, all people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, that's happiness. His praise forth tell, come ye before him and rejoice. Last line. For why? Why are we going to do this? Because the Lord our God is good. His mercy is forever sure. His truth at all times firmly stood and shall from age to age endure. 500 years worth. Age to age endure. So, good songs. Our closing song we'll sing together. Cheated on this one, but it is a hymn. Hymn 52, first and last verse. Joy to the world.